Oh, it's on high school football coach Jeff Williams to lead into our recap of things. Second coach's show of the new school year. First game of the season last night. Don't know if could have asked for better weather, great crowd. Owatonna versus Rochester Century, who is a good team, a good school and everything. But the Huskies took it to them early. A great opening drive, a great opening game. 44-7 victory. Some initial thoughts, Jeff?
Well, it was a beautiful evening. I don't think you could have dialed up better weather for a season opener. Usually it's, 90 degrees, and we've got the sideline fans on, misting and all that, and it was just a gorgeous evening. The crowd was awesome, and, that's not oftentimes the case. Labor Day weekend, people are trying to get out of town, so it was neat that we had that many people come out and support the boys. So it was a great atmosphere, and Century was a good team, and we took them very seriously. Seriously, we very much were impressed with their scrimmage tape, very much impressed with the athletes that they had, very much impressed with the defensive line and the size and athleticism, but our kids found a way to get it done, and it was nice to go out there in that opening drive. And, we ran our eye stuff, which allows us to get two hats on a lot of their down linemen, and hopefully then climb to linebackers, and our kids were very effective at doing that, and I thought we set a tone that we were going to win the line of scrimmage, and our backs were going to run hard, and culminated in a touchdown. So that was a great start to the evening.
And all night long, we're talking about that line of scrimmage. Owatonna's defense was dominant up there with multiple tackles for a loss and a few sacks mixed in.
Yeah, our defense is very quick. Coach Ochterkirk does a great job of dialing up a number of pressures and blitzes, and did some things that I think confounded the Century offensive line, made it difficult for them to get hats on our kids. And Ethan Roman was coming scot-free a lot. Isaac Geoffrey was in the backfield a lot. And I think we held them to minus 18 yards rushing through three quarters. So just a nice job in the line of scrimmage, a place that we really pride ourselves on winning, and our kids did that.
Zach Stronsky did a nice job carrying the football, didn't end up with a lot of carries after starting a tailback, limped off the field once or twice. Are you able to provide an update on him?
Yeah, he dinged his ankle up a little bit, and by the time he came off the field, we had the game pretty well in hand. We do have some depth at tailback, so we wanted to see what some other kids could do. It's early in the season, and we're still looking at what our rotation looks like at tail. Thought Ethan Walter did a good job of jumping in there. Matt Sikora does a nice job, particularly in pass protection, and then we were able to run Tanner Hall for an extended period of time. He had a really nice scrimmage. He's a shifty back, and we were able to get him a lot of carries, and able to see what he's capable of doing on a Friday night. So, hopefully Zach bounces back pretty quickly. We particularly need him in our defensive secondary, so he didn't go back out there and play there either, had ice and was elevating the rest of the game. But, we'll see. Sometimes things resolve themselves over the weekend and a kid can come back. It's a little bit more serious. We do have some depth at those positions, and hopefully we're able to, take care of business while he rehabs.
Did you like, speaking of secondary, how the Huskies secondary did against a Century team that was forced to throw the ball quite a bit because they couldn't get a run going?
Yeah, in their scrimmage tape, they were able to hit some verticals, particularly to Leonard, number four, mm-hmm. and Fisher, number 21, and they were able to get some fade routes down the field and make some big plays. And, every time they tried to do that, we were in lockdown coverage. Peyton Beyer and Ethan Walter and Keenan Young out there on the perimeter one-on-one, I thought really did a nice job. And that was a question mark going into the season. Where would we be at corner? We're not, quite as fast, I don't think, as we've been the last couple of years, just in overall team speed. We don't have, those burners, although Wally is a pretty quick kid. Mm-hmm. But I thought our guys did great in coverage, and, it was helped a lot by our ability to pressure their quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we were causing him to have to throw fast, to throw off of his back foot. He was getting hit a lot after he released the ball, or, while he was releasing the ball. So, I think that all plays plays a part. You know, sometimes you try to break a game or a team down into a certain position group, but, you know, particularly on defense, it's a total team effort. And good pass defense comes not only from great coverage, but also from great pressure and the things that you do to get inside of a quarterback's head.
Quarterback play for the Huskies, analysis on that.
Well, I was really impressed with both of our kids. Braden came out with laser-like precision, made some big plays down the field that got us a little bit of breathing room in the first half. And, you know, we had a series cooked up for Saul that we had practiced this week, kind of reminiscent of some things that we did against Elk River three or four years ago, and to give Saul the ability to go out there and showcase what he can do as well. Saul's got a very strong arm, and he was able to connect with Matt Williams for the touchdown that culminated the drive. Mm-hmm. But the drive was really set up by some great reads that he made on a little zone read series where we were reading an inside defender, and Saul was making his decision on whether to keep or give based upon the movement of that defender, and he made every decision was spot on, and he was able to make a couple of big runs that were chain movers, and we were able to show Century something a little bit different that they hadn't seen before, and it was a very successful drive, and Saul was 2 for 2 for 31 yards and a touchdown, and I think he had about 20 yards rushing on that drive as well. Just really did a good job of commanding things. So, you know, I think we've got two guys who are more than capable of running our operation. I trust both of them with the keys to the car, and we're going to continue to, you know, at this point, start Braden. Braden deserves that. He's been lights out in both practice and last night with Century, but, you know, Saul brings certain things to the table as well, and to have a kid of that caliber not getting a chance to play on Friday night doesn't make sense to me either. So, you know, it's a good problem to have, but, you know, we're going to continue to roll with both of those guys.
And then, Jeff, on the special teams, we knew that Roman could snap to Williams. We saw that at the scrimmage. But you were missing something there. It worked out pretty well last night.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Roman is a good dude, and he does a nice job. And we're just pleased with how the whole special teams operation went last night.
All right. North Henson was 4 for 4, I believe, with a 25-yard field goal, and Bangs converted one as well. Northfield next week, I think Mayo beat them 48-15. I was a little bit surprised to see a score like that. What can you say about next week's opponent, Northfield?
Well, you know, I had the unique opportunity, of course, to watch this group of kids as they've played football over the years, since my son is a member of this group. And, you know, my sense was always that Northfield played this group as tougher than anybody. So we're expecting a hard-fought contest. They're always very physical. They're always very well coached. And, you know, I think that we need to take this game very seriously. I think what we're going to find is Rochester Mayo is going to turn out to be an awfully explosive and very good football team. Mm-hmm. And for them to take it to Northfield, you know, in a few weeks we'll say, well, you know, that's not a surprise, because Mayo is very, very, very good. And I think we're going to find that Northfield is pretty solid football team as well. Now, that said, they did lose an awful lot from their team last year. And, you know, sometimes that leads to you know, a little bit of erratic play week one, you know, playing a lot of inexperienced kids. And, you know, I looked at all the preview stuff from Northfield, and that's kind of their theme right now is, you know, they'll be okay, but it's going to maybe take them a little while due to their inexperience. But we've got a good thing going with Northfield. Our kids really get up for them. It's starting to evolve into a real competitive rivalry, and I think our kids will be ready.
All right, should be very exciting. Next Friday night, Owatonna goes to Northfield. Last night, the Huskies, 44-7 winners over Rochester Century in the season opener. Owatonna coach Jeff Williams, I appreciate the time, Jeff. Thank you very much, and congratulations to the guys and the coaches and fans on a win.
Thank you very much, Roy.
All right, the coaches show on KRFO, AM 1390, and the KRFO app.